Thank you, Fred. Let me then round out relative to what we have done in the past. We have talked a lot about MPVI. We have talked a lot about reinvigorating the laboratory. And I think in terms of outcome of MPVI, it's clear that that result came. We're only showing here from 2008, but most of you know if we go back to maybe 2005, 2006, MPVI have gone from 19% up to 32% as of last year. Now we're shooting for 33 this year. Now, Dr. Fred Palinski and his team and all of the businesses here have done a fantastic job in my mind in order to revitalize 3M. And last week, it was announced that 3M from Booz & Company again was ranked the third company as the most innovative company in the world, just slightly behind Apple and Google. And we are proud of that, but of course it's not enough just to be recognized, but I think it's a very, very good thing for us. And it's clear evidence that innovation and research and development is back and is live and good at 3M, and we're becoming recognized for that. Now, moving ahead, we need to continue to invest in research and development. And we are now ramping up in the plan to go closer to 6% in terms of investment for research and development. And it will be very much in order to creating new products for new markets, disruptive technologies, and into the category what we call Class 5. Very important and something that is an important investment for the future of the company. So the pipeline for us that have been developed with the current MPVI is strong. We now need to make sure we continue that, we become more effective in global commercialization, and that we also really invest for the future of the company. So that is why you will see this ramp in research and development as we move forward in the plan to the end of 2017. Now, let me make a couple of comments on the fourth strategy, that is intensify capabilities to achieve regional self-sufficiency. This is to make sure that we build out the capabilities around not only commercialization, which is very strong around the world in the subsidiary network, but also our R&D capabilities and our manufacturing and supply chain capabilities. And it's all in order to make sure that we have a better engagement and better service to the customers. So the outcome of this is, of course, accelerate growth. It is to get lower manufacturing costs, it to get a premium return on investing capital, and a competitive tax rate. So all those elements are important for us, and it's to improve our long-term growth and competitiveness as we build it out. Very, very important that we are committed to continue to do that. And in fact, that is where the big growth opportunities is coming for the future. Now, nothing of this can be done if we don't have very good talent around the world. And as I said earlier, when we look upon our organization around the world, one thing that is very powerful is that 96% are local employees. So even if we are a big global company, that have all the capabilities in the center to help and support, in terms of execution locally, we are basically a local company. It is important in order to understand the culture, it's important in order to be able to talk the language, it's important in order to build relation for the long term. So it's very, very important for us, and we feel good about it, and we are empowering those people around the world. Now, when we look out to the plan, there will be evolution, of course, in terms of people in different parts of the world. So we will adjust to that. And you can see here that specifically around training and development, that we will globalize our leadership development. We will have more customized local trainings around the world, make investment out in Asia, Central East Europe, and Middle East, and then make sure that we reach back to the center of the company so there is no doubt relative to the values that we are operating with. And of course, one value that is very, very important is our business conduct and do business the right way wherever we are in the world. But this is something we are building out with a blueprint relative to the development of people as we go ahead. Now, some of those investment and build outs and so forth, we need to pay for that. And you will see later from David different ways we will pay for it. But one way we will do it is, of course, around operational excellence. I think we are well respected and well regarded for what we are doing, but we need to do it on a consistent, superior level the whole time. For us, it's what we call the business execution and Lean Six Sigma, and where we also use the Horsch and Conry process in order to make sure that we lever everything we can do in order to improve operational excellence. And what I would like to do now is to introduce Jerome Hamilton, that is the Vice President of Lean Six Sigma, that will talk to us about the activities going on in his area. So, Jerome.